Arthur welcomes Cabinet's decision to finally write off the outstanding ETOL debt. But we have to ask, why has it taken so long to get here? The ETOL system was launched in 2013. Within months, it was clear that it lacked public support and that compliance levels were far too low for the system to succeed. By 2014, the writing was already on the wall. For years, ALTA maintained that SANRAL would never be able to recover the vast majority of this debt. Government continued to hold out hope that motorists could eventually be compelled to pay, despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary. While the ETOL system itself was switched off in 2024, motorists were left in limbo over historical debt and ongoing legal matters. Some road users even received summonses and have spent years waiting for certainty. This cabinet decision finally acknowledges reality. The debt was largely unrecoverable, and government has now accepted what many South Africans have known for years and for more than a decade. The decision is welcome, particularly for those motorists who have lived with uncertainty for years. It should also pave the way for the resolution of outstanding legal matters, including cases that are currently the subject of discussions between ALTA and SANRAL. The bigger lesson here is that government cannot continue to defend failed policies long after evidence has shown they are not working. Good governance requires the courage to acknowledge mistakes and act decisively. In the case of ETOLs, that should have happened many years ago.